Every morning, Diane English wakes up in her 1930s Spanish-style home in the Pacific Palisades. She heads to the kitchen, she makes breakfast, and then she turns on the television. But does she like what she sees? Not really.
I've been fascinated by how morning television has sort of degraded, you know, into infotainment primarily, and how it covers the gamut. You know, they'll have like a half hour of actual news, and then the rest of it is just a free-for-all.
But that fascinating, frustrating free-for-all may soon have a nice side benefit for the rest of us. There's a very good chance it'll soon bring the creator of Murphy Brown back to television. English, who's 67, grew up in Buffalo and graduated from Narden Academy and Buffalo State College. She moved to New York and then to Los Angeles, becoming one of the most respected writers and influential women in television. She's overseen several shows, but her crowning achievement came in the late 1980s when she created Murphy Brown. The sitcom, which ran for a decade on CBS, starred Candace Bergen as Murphy, the tough, conflicted television journalist who English liked to call Mike Wallace in a dress. Greg Mayday, another Buffalo native who was a CBS executive at the time, remembers Murphy Brown as a linchpin show in television history.
You know, Diane really created a female character that hadn't been seen in television before, who was strong, who was vulnerable, at the same time, you know, had alcohol issues and was coming out of rehab. And so she created a character that, you know, just hadn't existed in series television.
The show was a comedy, but Murphy could be controversial, and not just in a fictional sense.
It doesn't help matters when primetime TV has Murphy Brown, a character who supposedly epitomizes today's intelligent, highly paid professional woman, mocking the importance of fathers by bearing a child alone and calling it just another lifestyle choice.
That was Vice President Dan Quayle in 1992. In essence, he was calling out English for making Murphy a single mother. Quayle's comments created massive headlines, several of which are framed on the wall of English's office in Sherman Oaks, California.
I never saw headlines like this, yeah. You know, until then. The New York Post, which I have on a T-shirt actually, was Murphy has baby, Quayle has cow. And then to be on the front page of the New York Times above the fold was mind-boggling. And in a way, it feels like all of what's happening now almost started around that time, when what was happening with a fictional character bled so deeply into the reality of our political system.
Which brings us to today and English's intrigue with the state of media. She stepped away from television nearly 20 years ago, made a movie since then, but has mostly been splitting her time between Southern California and homes in New York and Martha's Vineyard. But now she's ready to come back. English is teaming with longtime TV newswoman Katie Couric and actress Michelle Pfeiffer to create a scripted half-hour comedy about morning television. The show is tentatively titled Good Morning, and it's under consideration right now at HBO.
And it's not Murphy Brown 2016. It's a very different kind of character and a very different kind of show.
Pfeiffer will play the lead character, a mother and journalist who was wooed into morning television but, like English, finds herself unhappy with the genre. She pushes for more substance, but instead gets pushed out in favor of a younger woman.
That's a character I don't see explored on television very much, a woman in her mid-50s. And when I went to HBO and pitched this, they said, you know, we'd like to make the show as much about that as morning television. And I said, would you repeat that, please? Because never in my life have I ever heard a television executive say, we want to know more about what it's like to be a woman in her mid-50s.
Which means if Good Morning works out, Diane English will be breaking television ground one more time. Reporting from Los Angeles, this is Tim O'Shea of the Buffalo News on WBFO.